ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump spoke with Ukraine's President Zelensky today, the president calling their discussion good, and it focused on closing the gap on a ceasefire. It comes a day after the president held a call with Russia's leader, who agreed to pausing strikes on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
In the White House readout of this call, they suggested for the first time that President Trump is interested in taking over electric and nuclear sites in Ukraine. And I just want to read to you part of the statement. It says, quote, American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
The NTSB issued a preliminary report today on the commuter plane in Alaska that crashed on sea ice last month, killing all 10 on board. Some of the findings, the plane was a half a ton overweight for weather conditions. The exact cause still unknown. As stocks ended higher today after the Federal Reserve Board kept interest rates unchanged. This is ABC News. Growing concerns after Israeli forces carried out airstrikes and resumed ground operations in Gaza, ending a two-month-long ceasefire. Health officials in Gaza say more than 430 Palestinians have died since Monday. Dr. Feroz Sidwa is a trauma surgeon volunteering at Gaza's Khan Yunis Hospital and described what he saw.
It was about a 3 or 4 year old girl with a bunch of shrapnel wounds all over her face and her head. She couldn't breathe properly and her pulse was thready and she was going to die and there was nothing we could do about it. So I had to just tell her dad that there was nothing we could do. She's going to die.
In Israel, demonstrations today in Tel Aviv, Israel's and families of hostages pushing Israel's government to reach a deal to secure the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas. Another round of volatile storms, the tornado threat now in the Midwest, other parts of the country under blizzard alerts and powerful winds still creating a fire danger in the Southwest. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News today, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. A winter weather advisory in effect for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties until 10 tonight. As a wind advisory also in effect through tonight for our listening area. Tonight, lows of 23, north winds 20 to 30, gusts as high as 45 in some spots. Could see an inch or two of snow. Thursday, some sunshine, highs up to 40 and northwest winds 15 to 25. Pretty calm day on Thursday night, lows of 25 and partly cloudy. Right now, though, it is 30 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A town hall event in Vernon County was well attended, but not by the congressmen that event organizers had invited to show up. The group holding the town hall in Viroqua, Concerned Citizens of Vernon County, organized the event out of frustration that Republican Derek Van Orden was not meeting with constituents. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan attended and took questions from voters instead. Van Orden said George Soros-funded agitators are the reason he is not doing in-person events, including the one in Viroqua. As the closely watched Wisconsin Supreme Court election approaches, the Democratic National Committee is expected to announce its earliest ever new election cycle investment. The early move comes as the race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimmel sees record investment with more than $59 million already spent in the race. The DNC plans to fund phone banks to connect with voters, assist ground operations, and mobilize thousands of volunteers across the state. Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction Dr. Jill Underley and her challenger Brittany Kinzer will both participate in a candidate forum this week ahead of the April 1st election. The virtual forum will be held online from 7 to 8:30 tonight and could be the only live forum to feature both candidates for the position. A link to the live forum is available online and a full recording will be available afterwards. The forum will be moderated by Dr. Kevin Lawrence Henry Jr., an associate professor from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Finalists are named to become UW-Milwaukee's next chancellor. A special regent committee selected four finalists from a list of candidates identified by a 16-person search committee. Their current UW-Stevens Point chancellor, Thomas Gibson, University of Albany and New York provost, Carol Kim, UW-Milwaukee's director of master's programs, Alan Klotch, and Georgia State University provost, Nicole Parsons-Pollard. Whoever is chosen will be the 10th chancellor of the UW system's second largest campus. Former Chancellor Mark Mohn announced he was stepping down last summer. A firearms maker is expanding in northwest Wisconsin. Rice Lake-based Henry Repeating Arms is consolidating all of its manufacturing operations from New Jersey to Wisconsin, the company announced this week. Andy Wickstrom, company president, said more than 100 jobs have been created with the local expansion. Wickstrom said the move will be completed in the next 2 months, and they will employ more than 650 people in Rice Lake and Ladysmith. The company produces 400,000 firearms annually, including shotguns, revolvers, and their signature Henry Big Boy lever-action rifles. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state's recent population growth is being driven more by immigration than birth and death rate. According to the report, domestic and international migration has been the driving factor in population growth since 2022, as natural population change decreases with lower birth rates. Officials say over a three-year period from 2021 to 2024, Wisconsin gained nearly 82,000 residents through net migration. The largest change came with over 28,000 migrants in 2024. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents about ghost tax preparers with just a few weeks to go until the filing deadline. According to the organization, ghost tax preparers refers to individuals who are not certified to prepare tax returns but still do it, submitting the documents as if the taxpayer had filed them on their own. If any issues arise with the tax return, that taxpayer could appear to be the guilty party to the IRS. Residents should be wary of people offering quick refunds and large returns and review their tax documents personally. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. This tool helps determine the potential for manure runoff from a field depending on weather and soil conditions and can be accessed by visiting manureadvisorysystem.wi.gov/runoff-risk/index. The runoff risk advisory forecast includes a map showing short-term runoff risk for manure application. The National Weather Service updates the forecast four times daily. Farmers should contact their crop consultant, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, or their county land conservation office for help identifying alternatives to high-risk spreading. These professionals can help identify fields where the risk is lower and alternative practices, such as stacking manure in a safe location. Contact information for local county land conservation offices can be found at wisconsinlandwater.org/members-hub/members. DATCAP reminds manure haulers and drivers to put safety first when traveling on roadways in order to avoid spilling manure, prevent injuries, and protect the health of people and the environment. All agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff affecting water to the DNR's 24-hour emergency spills hotline at 1-800-943-0003. More information about planning and prevention is available at dnr.wi.gov/topic/agbusiness/manurespills.html. The tradition of observing solstice and equinox events at a site in southern Richland County will continue with recognition of the vernal equinox among the ancient effigy mounds at Frank's Hill near Muscadet on Thursday. The Three Eagles Foundation will welcome people for the sunrise and sunset, marking the first official day of spring. Spring begins at 4:01 Thursday morning. Participants should arrive by 6:30 a.m. for sunrise or 6:30 p.m. or earlier to observe the sunset. A campfire will follow sunset for discussion of the mounds and sharing of stories if burning conditions will allow. The site is located 2 miles west of Muscadet near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 193. Park well off the road on the shoulder and enter by the gate. A short hike to the top of the hill is required. Bring a chair or blanket and your own beverage or snack. Binoculars and a camera are also recommended. To learn more about the equinox event or for directions, contact Three Eagles Foundation President Mark Cupp at 739-2179 or visit the foundation's website or Facebook page.
Attention voters of Town of Dayton, let experience keep working for you. On April 1st, vote to re-elect your trusted leaders, Cheryl Dull for chair, Kurt Munson for supervisor, James Lingle for supervisor, and Tammy Newberry for treasurer. Your vote matters. Vote April 1st.
Paid for by the candidates.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel, died March 8th. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Casanova, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at Westlawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home Saturday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Casanova, formerly of Racine. Delbert J. Banker, 89, of Rockbridge Township, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Delbert J. Banker, 89, of Rockbridge Township. Eldon E. Bulow, 70, of Hillpoint, died March 12th at home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday, March 28th, at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday, March 28th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Eldon E. Bulow, 70, of Hill Point. Donna Janine Reed, 91, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, March 29th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, March 29th from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the First Baptist Church. Donna Janine Reed, 91, of Richland Center. Lyle C. Vesperman, 82, of Boscobel, died Sunday at home. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday, March 29th, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, March 29th, from 10 until the time of service at 1. Lyle C. Vesperman, 82, of Boscobel. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Pine Valley Community Village. Graveside services will be held at 2 o'clock Thursday, April 3rd, in the Button Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63, died Thursday after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 3rd, from 1 to 5, at events at Castle Rock Rural Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bruce F. Kovars, age 63. Brian L. Lawrence, 62, of Richland Center, died suddenly Friday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home of Richland Center is assisting the family of Brian L. Lawrence, 62, of Richland Center. Aloysius L. Al Bauer, 71, of Rural Plain, died Saturday at Orchard Manor Nursing Home in Lancaster following a battle with mesothelioma cancer. A celebration of life will take place at a later date. A private burial will be in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Loretto. Memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice Care, UW Carbone Cancer Center, or a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Aloysius L. Al Bauer, 71, of Rural Plain.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, a winter weather advisory has been issued for Richland, Crawford, Vernon counties until 10 o'clock, as well as a wind advisory for the rest of the area tonight. We've got sleet mixing with snow with a good 1 to 3 inches accumulations likely. Winds are also gusting up to about 45 miles per hour. Paired with the snow falling, this is creating whiteout conditions, quickly deteriorating roads, which are becoming slick and slippery very fast. Plus, we could see another 1 to 2 inches of snow still possible tonight. It'll be less of a slushy, sloppy snow type and more of a lighter and fluffier as temperatures drop overnight to the low 20s. And the sun will shine tomorrow in the morning. It'll be breezy. But we do get a little bit more mild, with highs flirting with 40. It'll be partly cloudy tomorrow night, and for Friday, more and more clouds building in, but warmer. Highs will tap the low 50s, with a chance of light rain moving in the afternoon, which may flip to some light snow at night. Minimal accumulations are expected, and for Saturday, it'll be partly sunny and cooler, with highs at about 40. Sunday, though. Another storm system wants to hit the state. It's been kind of all over the place. One day it wants to hit us, and the next it doesn't. As of right now, it's looking to stay north. This means for us, on Sunday, it'll be cloudy with rain and snow chances with a few inches of slushy accumulations possible. Nothing major. As temperatures turn colder Sunday night into Monday morning, another inch or so is possible, and that'll be a lighter and fluffier type of snow. Highs will climb above freezing to about 40 degrees on Monday and to the low 40s on Tuesday with more and more sunshine peeking out, helping melt it. So let's recap it. We've got the snow tonight, winding down with sunshine tomorrow. A little bit of light rain and light snow Friday, clear and dry Saturday, and some more snow chances, slushier and wet Sunday, turn lighter and fluffy Monday, and Tuesday the sun will be back. And drive safe out there. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company, even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a snowy 32 degrees, mixing with the rain. We've received 0.057 of an inch of the mixture. For today, our high has been 39. Our low has been 30. And yesterday, we had a high of 64 and no precipitation. Record high for this day in 1976 at 75, while a record low of 8 below was set in 1923. Last year on this day, our high 57 and our low 30. Sunset today will be at 7:12, sunrise tomorrow at 7:05. Again, 0.057 of a mixture of rain and snow has fallen. The barometer has fallen as well to 29.98, and north winds are at 5. Again, it's 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Evening Sports today is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. WRCO's Phil Nee has more all-conference news today.
The Ridge and Valley All-Conference Boys basketball team has been announced by the league. North Crawford won the championship this year, going 14-0. Ithaca and Kickapoo both were 10-4, 9-5 for Seneca, 5-9 for DeSoto, 3-11 for Lafarge and Weston, and 2-12 for Waseca Steuben during a balanced year this year in the conference. The first team is led by two from the Ithaca Bulldogs, senior Sammy Clary and junior Devin Iam. From North Crawford, Andrew Munson, a senior, and junior Colin Jacobus, Seneca senior Dawson Davidson, and junior Cooper Lummis from Waseca Steuben. Second team All-Conference Ridge and Valley Boys, Harrison Kruger and Jackson Trussoni of DeSoto, Kickapoo Juniors, Arlen Walter and Brecken Miller, along with Malachi McCauley. From Lafarge, junior William Wirtz, and North Crawford, junior Landon Blaha. Honorable mention players, Theo Parr, Lafarge, North Crawford's Carter Emler and Zach Bender, Seneca's Gage Wall, and Weston's Isaac Jennings and Garrett Jennings, a junior and senior respectively. The sportsmanship team includes Harrison Kruger of DeSoto, Ithaca's Dante Kleinsaucer, Braden Linder of Kickapoo, Adam Boyson, Lafarge, Jake Odell, North Crawford, Seneca's Reggie George, Waseca Steuben's Theodore Millen, and Ethan Craker of Weston. The Player of the Year, North Crawford Jr., Colin Jacobus, and the Coach of the Year from the conference champion North Crawford Trojans, Chris Wettstein. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
The top performers for the Wisconsin Badgers and Marquette Golden Eagles have been named to the AP All-American team. John Tanjay of Wisconsin and Cam Jones of Marquette were second-teamers. Duke freshman Cooper Flagg and Auburn senior Johnny Broom were the only unanimous picks. Tanjay and Jones averaged just over 19 points a game for their teams. The Pittsburgh Steelers are reportedly becoming impatient with former Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Steelers defensive lineman Cam Hayward told the Not Just Football podcast that either Rodgers wants to be a Steeler or he doesn't. Sports Illustrated reports that the future Hall of Famer is choosing between the Steelers, the Vikings, and the Giants. He's making the coaches and players in Pittsburgh feel like they're on hold while he searches for something better. If he winds up in Pittsburgh, things could be tense when he first arrives. And it does look like the Minnesota Vikings are going to be not going with Aaron Rodgers. They seem to be committed to moving forward with J.J. McCarthy as their starting quarterback this season. According to a person with knowledge of the decision, as the Vikings, or when Rodgers was released last week by the New York Jets, the departure of Sam Darnold left the Vikings ready to turn their offense over to McCarthy. He was the 10th pick in the 2024 draft, whose rookie year was spent rehabilitating from knee surgery. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Richland Grand Telephone Cooperative's annual meeting is Saturday, March 22nd, 2025 at the Blue River Community Building. Join us at 10:30 to stay informed and engaged with your cooperative. We look forward to seeing you. This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and hogs were lower Wednesday, corn finished mixed, and cattle closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were modestly lower on fund and technical selling, along with the lower move in soybean meal during the session and the higher trade in the dollar. Beans continue to keep an eye on harvest activity in Argentina and Brazil. Brazil's basis levels are above a year ago, and that could drive some non-China business to the United States. May beans were down 4.5 at 10.08 and a quarter. July was 5 lower at 10.21 and a half. May soybean meal is $2.20 lower at $2.97.70. May soybean oil is down 18 points at $42.36. Corn was mixed, watching development weather in South America, expecting mixed near-term conditions in many key growing areas. Domestically, expectations are for an increase in planted acreage. May corn was up 3.25 at 4.62. July was 1.25 higher at 4.69 1/4. After that, corn weakened. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling, along with that higher trade in the dollar. Weather concerns in parts of the U.S. Plains, Black Sea region, and Eastern Europe appear to be largely factored in for now. Forecasts for most of the southern U.S. plains remain dry through the end of the month. May Chicago was down 1.5 at 5.63 1/2. May Kansas City was 11.5 lower at 5.94 3/4. May Minneapolis wheat was down 2.25 at 6.11 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were up ahead of widespread direct business and Friday's USDA cattle on feeder report. April live is $1.45 higher at $2.0682, and June was up $1.85 at $2.0285. April feeders were $2.17 higher at $2.8672. May was up $2.25 at $2.8750. And hogs were pressured by questions about sustained domestic and export demand for pork. April lean was down $2.02 at $85.57. May was $1.50 lower at $88.70. Megan Grebner's got your full look at cash livestock after this.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But as a fisherman in a small village in Indonesia, the cost of surgery was out of reach. Their lives were transformed thanks to SmileTrain, which sponsors free, life-changing cleft surgeries and other essential treatments. Rajib's surgery marked SmileTrain's 2 millionth, and incredibly, Aleem's was the 2 million and first. Now, their smiles are a symbol of hope for children with clefts all over the world. 540 babies are born with a cleft each day, but through SmileTrain, millions of lives have been changed. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. SmileTrain, changing the world one smile at a time.
cash cattle trade remained relatively quiet Wednesday. Bids were elusive. Asking prices were around $207 plus live in the south, but didn't surface out of the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef ended the day mixed with very good and light demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $6.29 at $329.61. Select was 55 cents lower at $308.68. Estimated cattle slaughter was down at 96,000 head, largely impacted by the weather. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with another big negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 274 with a weighted average of 91.02. The Iowa Minnesota was 297 higher with a weighted average of 91.18. And the Western Corn Belt up 308 with a weighted average of 91.29. Pork values closed lower, down 45 cents at 95.19. And the estimated hog slaughter was 377,000 head, down 112,000 on the week. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Brazil remains on track to produce a record soybean crop this year. Chad Hart with Iowa State University says the South American country continues to build production capacity.
They've been adding land, but also they're seeing the same yield trends that we're seeing here within the U.S. So we know that their production continues to increase.
More news coming up next on Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Administrator of the U.S. EPA says the agency is taking a more efficient approach when it comes to the review and oversight of crop protection tools. Lee Zeldin says the agency has inherited a massive backlog of pesticide registrations.
There are personnel inside the Office of Research and Development who are very talented, well-educated, experienced, and skillful. If we're able to have them work on this backlog inside of the Office of Chemicals and Pesticides, we'll be able to tackle the backlogs that exist.
An agronomy specialist says growers should consider conducting some soil tests this spring. Andrew Luzum with Corteva Agriscience tells Brownfield soil fertility needs to be a priority.
Easy process to do, just go out and pull a sample. The idea there is that you can look at, you know, like Iowa State's benchmarks and see how much nitrate and how much ammonia you actually have left in the soil.
And U.S. ethanol production bounced back last week. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Calling all cattle producers. This Sunday at 1 p.m. is Red Fest in Bloomington, Wisconsin. With 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 Red Angus females, Red Fest has the genetics to power your operation. Come walk through the cattle this weekend and register right now with Cattle USA or DV Auction so you are ready to bid. For more info, visit redfestsale.com and check out the full sale catalog. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
When farmers choose soybean products to plant each season, they prioritize high yield potential and effective weed control. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with AsGrow on Brownfield. DeKalb AsGrow technical agronomist Jim McDermott from Iowa explains why these factors continue to make AsGrow brand XtendFlex soybeans the preferred choice. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn, featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority, with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Select soybean products to plant each season. High yield potential and effective weed control are among their top considerations. In this episode of Managing for Profit, DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist Jim McDermott of Iowa discusses why both criteria continue to drive preference for Asgrow brand ExtendFlex soybeans.
Make sure that you're getting the right variety for the right field. Now, that's very important, and especially when you tie in some of the defensive characteristics. You know, a lot of times you're going to need to select for white mold tolerance or soybean cyst nematode, SDS. And with the Asgrow lineup, we feel very good with the defensive characteristics that we've been able to research and then bring out to customers.
He says premium seed treatment helps allow Asgrow soybeans a strong start to each new growing season.
When we're planting early, of course, we know we have the potential to have colder, wetter soils. So the Acceleron seed treatments come in. If a grower is looking at planting towards that earlier side, or if there's a little higher risk, there's just no question that you're going to need a high-quality seed treatment. You know, not only for the diseases, especially Pythium, Rhizoctonia, but also those early season insects. Again, when you're planting early or when that seed is below ground, it's just going to open up that window where an insect can attack that soybean seedling.
McDermott says farmers who plant Asgrow ExtendFlex soybeans can also be confident of excellent weed management.
With the ExtendFlex system, you know, we've got tolerances built into Roundup, glufosinate, as well as dicamba. And with the recent announcement of another brand, Viconic. So Viconic will be really the fourth generation of herbicide tolerance that we're bringing forward. It offers tolerances to actually five different herbicide families, three herbicide tolerances that we have in ExtendFlex, Roundup, glufosinate, as well as dicamba, but then also bringing in 2,4-D as well as mesotrione or the HPPD family or group 27. With the challenges that we have, especially with the weeds like common water hemp and Palmer amaranth, we need more tools in the toolbox.
For more information on the benefits of planting Asgrow ExtendFlex products, contact your DeKalb Asgrow seed dealer or visit asgrow.com. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Asgrow on Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawfordforwi.com.
Well, the snow is still falling as we are at 30 degrees. A reminder that going on right now, the Community Congregational Church in Lone Rock is hosting a pancake supper. That continues until 6:30. As we head back to music, though, we hear a classic duet by Toby Keith and Willie Nelson, Beer for My Horses.
Somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
We'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
A California sunset burned from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six drinks, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? One go, road life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a hundred on two wheels, found revival on the road. They've
devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be what makes me feel alive.
It's rained every day since July 15. The summer sun is gone, left winter here with me. Oh, in my heart, she's still everywhere with me. She's a mirage memory, so haunting. I said goodbye thinking she'd be coming home. I was wrong. Now I leave every door open and the hall light on. I buy her favorite kind of flowers like she's coming home. Now I'm down on my knees by the bed where we sleep, asking God to tell me, please God tell me. When I got that call, they said she didn't feel a thing. I felt it all. You don't recover, you just learn to live with the pain, reliving moments that are captured in picture frames. I'm moving forward, but I'm never.
Tell me.
Lord Jordan from 2017, Why Her? And before that, Corey Kent, Something's Gonna Kill Me, here on WRCO. Tomorrow, the Walk with Grace Planning Committee will be meeting as they meet the third Thursday of each month at 6 at the Grace office. All are welcome to attend, as volunteers are always needed. The Grace office is located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
This Saturday, March 22nd, competitors will gather at Wisconsin Riverside Resort for the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament. Registration begins at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Teams can enter for $20, and participants are encouraged to bring their own bags and a partner. For those without a teammate, organizers will assist in pairing up players. Pre-registration is recommended, and if interested, call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Proceeds from this event go towards the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, which supports River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college. With a great cause behind the competition, players and spectators alike can expect a fun and meaningful day at Wisconsin Riverside Resort this Saturday, March 22nd.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
100.9 WRCO.
I saw things. I'll be a human bottle rocket, and I'll go out with that bang. I'll leave this Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
Big Bang Theory,
Big Bang Theory,
Pentecostal,
Pentecostal,
fire and brimstone,
fire and brimstone,
Mission Temple and fireworks, bang.
Hey!
I'm going to leave this Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
Big Bang Theory,
Sawyer Brown, Mission Temple Fireworks Stand. The news coming up is sponsored this evening by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery bargain hunters for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump administration facing a deadline to provide a judge with more information on the deportation flights carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members. It's the same judge who ordered flights be halted and turned around last weekend. ABC's Devin Dwyer with more.
The government hasn't provided any information, names, evidence of the allegations. Most of them, they said, did not have criminal records even. So on what basis were these people removed involuntarily, not back to Venezuela, but to a third country far away from lawyers or their families? Maybe that was legitimate. Maybe not. We don't know. And that's what this judge is trying to find out.
After carrying out airstrikes in Gaza, the Israeli army resuming ground operations in the war-torn enclave. Local medical officials say more than 470 Palestinians have died since fighting resumed. The Federal Reserve Board leaving interest rates unchanged for now. New data showing inflation has cooled but could edge higher if tariffs impact the economy. This is ABC News.